Time for another exclusive In Case You Missed It podcast brought to you by Xfinity.
Kiss Country 99.9, we are TC and Dina B here with Jeremy Piven, who is going to be at the Improv in Miami this upcoming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Jeremy, want to start here. Since you are doing a show on Valentine's Day, do you kind of make your shows for the lovers on Valentine's Day? Or is...
Oh, 1,000%. From the first moment I walk on stage, I have candies and flowers. And the whole thing is themed. I'm all in red.
Okay.
It's a red one piece. And, you know, it's just all about relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, no, brother. I do talk about being single. So yeah. I think with my shows, which is interesting, is a lot of couples come to my show.
Yeah.
So I think what this is going to be honest with you, and I hate to out these dudes right now, but I think it's like an excuse to see me. And it's like date night, but they want to come and see me.
Right.
So I'm honored. So in a weird way, every show that I have is kind of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I just have tons of couples. But okay. I do unpack my relationship to the day, which is that I'm single. And I'm single because I've been married to my work. And then my work decided to see other people. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. That was a Jewish goodbye.
Well, now let's talk about the performance. How was that working with your sister?
Well, first of all, this is... It's by far the best work of my life, and it took me 15 years to make this film, and I just would love to be the poster child for Never Give Up. I really would, because this is a perfect example of it in every way, shape, and form. I can't wait to get to have this movie come out, and it's been it's been the journey of my life from my mother, who passed away last week, who gave me The Performance, which is a short story out of The New Yorker, and my sister adapted. I had her adapt it, and she directed it. And we grew up in the theater, so with both my parents as our acting teachers from the time I was 8 years old. It's like the reality is, if you had to get in the trenches with your sister and create a miracle for the best work of your life, you would figure out a way to do it.
I love that.
Yeah. That being said, you know, of course, there's brother-sister dynamic there, 1,000%. But at the same time, she's a great director, and I'm an unbelievable actor that is thoroughly underrated. And when you see the performance, it's the work of my lifetime, and it's a career-defining performance, quote unquote. Yeah, I can't wait to get it out. And you know, getting there has been just such an interesting challenge.
Well, I can't wait to see it for sure, but I'll tell you what, we would be remiss if we don't bring it up. Everybody really wants to see it, at least everybody I know wants to see an Entourage reboot. Do you think there will ever be one?
You know, it's always a hot topic, even when we were doing the show, I was always the last to know about stuff. and I'm not just saying that. And then at a certain point, you just go, okay, well, I'll just, you know, I'll be the last one to know. So that's my way of saying, you know, no one's come to me and said anything. Ironically, because of the pandemic, a whole new generation has seen the show. Yeah. And so we have this brand new audience, this late teens, early 20s. So if anyone wanted to do well, then make money and get viewers, they would reboot it. People think, oh no, it's too edgy, you can't do that show today. People would go crazy. Yeah. They're clamoring for it.
They're missing it.
They're really missing it. It was a show about friendship and loyalty. Yeah. And my character was an equal opportunity offender. Yeah. And he was horrible to Lloyd, but he also wanted him to win. So it was tough love. Right. So if you really look at it, and people just want to laugh right now.
Right.
And they've rebooted everything, you know?
Yeah, so reboot Entourage.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay. We'll send it there. Go to MiamiImprov.com to see Jeremy Piven. He's got 5 shows coming up this weekend.
Thank you for your time, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Okay.